drive. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
If anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself will drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. He will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever. And they have no rest day or night. Whoever worships the beast and his image and receives the mark of his name. If you take the mark of the beast, you are eternally lost. There's no repentance, no forgiveness from that. People say there's no hell. The Lord Jesus talks more about hell than he does about heaven. And he says, don't go there. Hell was created for the devil and his angels. If you end up in hell, it's because you've sent yourself there. Not because God has sent you there. The person that God sent was his son to here and die on the cross so that you wouldn't have to go to hell. All you got to do is believe in him, receive him, right? As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him would not perish. God does not want you to go to hell. He wants you to spend eternity with him in heaven. Hell will be your own doing for refusing the Son of God, refusing to bow the knee to him. No such thing as an atheist. Atheist is someone who refuses, he's proud, who won't bow his knee. Revelation 20, verse 10. The devil who deceives them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are. These will be tormented day and night forever and ever. So that's number two on here. Revelation 14, 9. Revelation 20, verse 10. Matthew 23:33, Jesus says, you brood of vipers, how can you escape the condemnation of hell? Luke 12:5, Jesus says, I'll show you whom you shall fear. Fear him who after he has killed has the power to cast into hell. I say to you, fear him. Hell is a real place and is created for the devil and his angels. Again, God has offered to settle out of court with you. He doesn't want your case to go to trial. He's provided a defense attorney for you. He's paid the cost. All you have to do is receive him. John 3:36, he who believes in the Son has everlasting life. He who does not believe the Son will not see life. But the wrath of God abides on him. Talk about having a monkey on your back. The wrath of God abides on your back. The Lord's provided the means of escape. You know, I ought to preach this same thing for 38 weeks in a row here. I mean, some people preach on tithing for 38 weeks. Why can't I preach this for 38 weeks? How many times does a football team practice a play? But I preach the same thing twice in 10 years and you want to fire me. Hire somebody else. Heaven forbid you hear that twice. Baseball player. How many times do pitchers practice bunting? It's all they do, day in, day out, because they're what? Professionals. As you are. Likewise, 38 weeks. 38 weeks series on tithing. I don't know if I could preach 1 week on tithing. I don't know. Is that good or bad? I mean, the offering plate's back there. This church went almost a whole year ending up in the black. Maybe 1 month. I don't think we've ever done that. Offering plate comes around every week. This is your church. If you want this church to remain, you sow your best offering. You worship God like the man prayed here through your offering. You give from your heart. The church remains. Air conditioning stays on. Most importantly, the gospel continues to go out of here into this dark world. I don't see any other need than that. But that's just me. Okay, the next one is perhaps the biggest sticking point that faces the church today. This next one is the biggest threat to your pastor going to prison and the being forcibly removed from the pulpit is this next one. Homosexuality is an accepted lifestyle today. I might be easier rolling craps than being able to come here on the 9th of January, 2017, and say what I'm going to say to you today. What do you do? What do you do when they say that to you? When a family member says it to you? When you see it on the news? Where do you go? 1 Corinthians 6:9. It says, "Do you not know the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived." In other words, don't kid yourself. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. Isn't that interesting? Why is there two different references for homosexuals there and not just one? You know why? Because the Bible explicitly condemns both partners. One of the words is malakos. It's a Greek word for soft. A velvet jacket that a king would wear. Word known in that day as the passive homosexual partner. The other is arsenokoite. Arsen is the Greek word for man. Koite is the Greek word for bed. Man, bed. The word was used by the Greeks, known 2,000 years ago, as the word for homosexual. Not only does the Bible condemn homosexual, it explicitly condemns both partners in it. Really, the funny thing is in that text, though, is that God condemns, there's two kinds of thieves in that passage, too. Do you know that? Where it says, thieves nor extortioners. Not only does God condemn thieves, but he condemns both kinds of thieves. The first is the word klepte, the secret thief. Someone who pilfers money out of a bank account for years and years and never gets caught. Then finally they get caught. You know, you read it on the news, all so-and-so was stealing money for all these years. The second kind of thief is one who sticks a knife in your back and says, "Stick him up." Interesting. Back on point. 1 Timothy 1:8. "We know the law is good if one uses it lawfully. Realizing the fact the law is not made for a righteous person, but for those who are." Now look at his list. What's the law for, Paul? "Those who are lawless and rebellious, for the ungodly, for the sinners, for unholy, for profane, for those who kill their fathers, kill their mothers, for murderers, immoral men, homosexuals, kidnappers, liars, and perjurers." Imagine saying that today. Even Donald Trump wouldn't say this. Listen to this. "Profane, killers, murderers, kidnappers, liars, perjurers, and homosexuals." Don't try this at home. You would get shot today for saying something like that. That's what the Word of God says. You know, God's called us out of that lifestyle. Lots of things you can't do. That's not just Him picking on something. Okay, for your list, 1 Corinthians 6:9, 1 Timothy 1, 8 through 10, Romans 1, 26 and 27, which says God gives them up. There's two kinds of people in this world God gives up. Those that live a homosexual lifestyle and environmentalists. Huh? Those who worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator who is blessed forever. When you bow a knee to this earth and worship the earth instead of Almighty God, you're in the same boat as all these men who left the natural use of the woman. Men with men committing what is shameful is the environmentalist who worships the earth instead of Almighty God. Romans 1, 26 and 27. And Old Testament, Leviticus 18, 22. Well, of course, no one would believe that anymore because that's the Old Testament when God was a meanie.
And we'll have to leave it off right there for today. Hopefully they won't come and arrest me here after that message here today. I don't know how long that this program like this can play on the radio. What a list. Read that sometime again, friends. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. What a list. If the Apostle Paul was around today and read that list, they would string him up and run him out of town and be condemned as a hater and a bigot and a homophobe. And no one would listen. And half the churches in America would throw him out and not invite him back because he'd be too divisive. Hopefully you know where to go now. The next time you hear that, and it's always those that got a bunch of degrees, some of them are PhDs, they're experts in the field. They ask them, and they say, the Bible doesn't say anything about homosexuality. There's no problem with that. That's just back when God was a meanie back there in the Old Testament. Nowhere does it say in the Bible God's got any problem at all with a loving, beautiful, kind, friendly homosexual relationship. You are equipped now on where to go and how to defend the truth. As well as next time someone gives you a copy of Rob Bell's book that says love wins and says a kind, generous, benevolent, good, lovely, beautiful God would never condemn anyone to hell. No one goes to hell. And now you know where to go to defend that lie that originates out of the pit of hell. Hell was created for the devil and his angels, not for you. The Lord God sent Jesus Christ down here on earth to prevent you from going to hell. And most importantly, because He loves you. God so loved the world that He gave. Someone died. God demonstrates His own love towards us in that while we're still sinners or yet sinners, that Christ died for us. God loves you, but you've got a sin problem, and He provided the way out to deal with your sin problem, and that is Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. God doesn't want us to go to hell. He wants us to call on the name of the Lord to be saved. That's going to do it here for today. Now, we'll be back Friday. You've been listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio.